afternoon, Chief Justice and members of the court. This matter comes before the court based on a recommendation that respondent Jason Tabor be disbarred for either misappropriation of funds belonging to a client or conversion of funds belonging to his partner. The clerk's office confirmed that the certified and regular mailing of this order show cause has not been returned to the clerk's office. Further, the OAE's correspondence to Mr. Tabor also has not been returned. I tried to contact Mr. Tabor this morning by leaving a voicemail message on his cell phone, and I've not received a return call from Mr. Tabor. The OAE still asserts that Mr. Tabor did act as an attorney for the grievant below, such that he knowingly misappropriated trust funds belonging to his former client, which four members of the board in an eight-member decision agreed with. The other four members decided that Mr. Tabor was not acting as an attorney, but was in fact a business partner to the grievant. Regardless of the court's, choice of role of Mr. Tabor, it's apparent that Mr. Tabor did misappropriate funds belonging to the grievant himself, such that disbarment is the only appropriate sanction.
And the OAE's position is that the attorney-client relationship is the backdrop that colors this proceeding.
Yes. Mr. Tabor's testimony during the hearing was not credible. He was very inconsistent and kept altering his version of events as they occurred.
Other questions?
No.
Thank you. Take the matter under advisement. Court's in recess.